Rock 107 WIRX. 6:31 and 28. We'll take a full forecast here in just a little bit. Well, Hunter is actually out today. He had to work last night, and the little pansy couldn't get up because he was up too late. Little baby Hunter couldn't get up in time. Anyway, he will be out today. Kiki's going to be joining me a little bit later on. And with that said, I'm going to take care of your rock news. So get ready to have your mind blown. Anyway, here is your rock news. The release of the self-titled Stone Temple Pilots album on March 16th was the culmination of an odyssey for new singer Jeff Gutt that lasted well over a year. He tells us he worked with the band for 13 months before officially being named the band's singer, stepping into a job previously held by two legends, Scott Weiland and Chester Bennington. Some pretty big shoes to fill there. So what was it like not being able to speak to anyone about what he was doing at the time? Well, new singer Jeff Gutt on working with STP for over a year before he could tell anyone he could do it.
To me, it wasn't about anyone else's perception or anyone else's feelings about it. To me, it was just about these guys and the songs and moving forward. And that's where my focus lied at the time. At a certain point, it switched gears from the catalog to let's work on new things now. And that was the process where I really hunkered down and I did a lot of research, as I do with everything that I do.
He says his research entailed looking into both his history and Weiland's.
A lot of it was just going back over some of my old influences. Some of it was Scott's, some of it was theirs. Like, I wasn't that into Bowie until this whole thing started. You know what I mean? Like, little things like that where you have to appreciate some things before you can learn how to move forward in a way that's going to be palatable for everyone who's a Stone Temple Pilots fan.
And anyone wondering why the band decided to release a second self-titled album this time around, well, guitarist Dean DeLeo says it was self-evident.
Why not? We thought that image on the front kind of said it all. We would have ruined this beautiful artwork by calling it something, huh?
The guys will be hitting the road in 2018, and you can see more on them on their Facebook page and on their website. That's your rock news.